Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive on demand from 92.3 WTTS.
Hey, Will, I know your latest album is called The Wreckage, and I was wondering what you'd be willing to tell us about the story behind the name of the album.
Yeah, well, the song The Wreckage was written, and we liked the title. During the making of the record, I was in a motorcycle accident and sidelined the making of that album for about 10 months, almost a year. And so we debated whether or not the song itself doesn't really have anything to do with the accident, but the title seemed to allude to it a little bit. And we felt like we were so lucky, I was so lucky to have family and friends and you know, these guys in the band stick with me through that. And a lot of our fans were really a part of that too, and such a big part of the recovery process and sending letters and things like that. We felt like it was kind of a nod of appreciation to the people that had been there through the process. And then hopefully for the people that weren't, it just sounded like a cool title.
So. Yeah. Well, that was, for anybody that doesn't know, that was a major accident. You were leaving the studio one day, and I want to go into too much detail because actually Will's son, Liam,
he's
back
today.
There with his lovely wife.
That's right.
So we aren't too much maybe in the details any more than you're comfortable. That was quite a traumatic thing. Does that still impacting you at this point? It's like a little over 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago, August. I guess it really is one of those things that sort of affects everything probably for the rest of my life. I mean, physically and mentally. But I don't ever want it to sound like I'm complaining because I'm so incredibly fortunate to be here without any, you know, spinal injuries or any more brain damage than I started with before the accident.
That's good.
So, yeah, I feel incredibly, incredibly fortunate and owe a big thank you to Vanderbilt University Medical Center and their trauma staff for making sure that, you know, things got put back together and handled as well as they did.
Well, you're quite the road warrior, so you don't maybe spend a lot of time in your neck of the woods down there in Nashville, but what's that scene like down there? There's so many people that are based out of Nashville. Do you get out and hobnob with these people, or is that not such a big thing down there?
Well, the thing I love, I mean, Nashville is the best music city in the country, if not the world. I mean, I'll stand toe-to-toe and argue that with anybody. The thing is, you don't really get out and hobnob because it's still such a small town. I mean, the people that, everybody's just kind of neighbors. I mean, you know, one neighbor is a school teacher, one neighbor is a janitor, and then the other one is, you know, a singer, country music star or a rock singer, and it's all the same. Your kids play in the same parks, and, you know, you don't really think, I think the delineation between artists, you know, it's not the paparazzi. Like, you go to L.A. or somewhere like that, and you see people getting followed around with cameras, and you want to see stars in Nashville, you just go to Home Depot or, you know, Whole Foods or something like that. So it's
very
a lot easier
real.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.